Hello everybody, how are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universe love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you know how we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gents, last few days I have been sick. I know Monday we recorded the show, and I told you Monday I felt myself going down. Tuesday and Wednesday, I was down and out. Today, I'm a little better, but still not feeling the greatest. But we gotta keep the show moving, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you ever have kids, just start taking vitamin C, B12, whatever you gotta take. Because once you put these kids around other kids, germs are gonna be a flying, okay? And these germs are going to affect you more than it's going to affect the baby, you know. My daughter, she was sneezing and wheezing last weekend. She's okay. She sneezed all on her mom. Got her mom sick. And so I had to take over last weekend. And then she started sneezing on me. And here I am with the cold. And I'm like, this is great. This is wonderful. But anyway, ladies and gents, today we're going to talk about marketing, why you should market yourself. The better you market yourself, people, the better off you will be. The more you are able to market yourself, the more you are able to position yourself, the more you are able to let the world know, hey, I am here, you know. You want to drive, you want to be the captain of whatever industry you are in, you know. Let's say you're a dog groomer, you know. You want to be a dog grooming expert, so you can have little talks. You can go talk to dog groups. You can go do this, do that, you know. You can be seen as an authority, you know, in the dog grooming business. The more you are seen in a different light than just you don't want to always be a worker bee, because being a worker bee will not get you the money you are looking for, you know. Being a worker bee will get you, you know, some bucks, but you have to always trade money in for time, you know. Whereas the more you market yourself, the more you position yourself, you will be able to make more money in less time, less work, you know. You can this is why we have a plethora of would-be gurus, experts, liars, con men floating around in the internet, you know? Because if you think about it, you know, I'll give you an example. Today, I drove, you know, I told you I bought the truck. Me and my wife were starting the trucking business, you know, the logistics business. So I drove the truck today from... I went down Savannah, picked up a load, brought it back to Atlanta, you know. Pays me $1,000, which is fine, you know. It's not a bad way to make a living. But what if I was to give a speech? In less amount of time, I can give that speech, and I probably can, a fee, once I market myself better and, you know, position myself, because I am a truck driving expert, I will be able to charge $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. You know, I can quadruple, you know, 10 times my money, 15 times the money, you know, than the $1,000 I made driving down to the port, waiting around at the port, you know, messing around at the port, coming back out the port, you know. And today was the hurricane, you know, so It was a lot of people trying to get out of Savannah, you know. So it was a lot of sitting in traffic, you know. And I probably worked about 12 hours, 13 hours, which, you know, $1,000, $1,100 ain't bad for 12 hours of work. But just think, if I can do a 1 hour speech, a 2 hour speech, I could be writing books. I could be doing this. I could be doing that, you know. There's a lot more things that I could be doing that will make me more money than slaving away for the time, you know, time for money, you know. As I tell you all the time, it's always neat when I get money from Medium about an article I wrote. Excuse me. About an article I wrote months ago, and it's like, hey, you know, I'm not gonna preach passive income to you. I'm just gonna tell you, there's more than one way to make money, you know. And the better you figure out, the better off you will be. You know, the more you figure out, the more you see which lanes you can get in, how you can make some money, you'll be better off, you know. I mean, like I said, it's cool to go down and make some money, you know, like I'm doing, but you also want to make money in different ways, you know, because just like I'm sick now, you know, and they had the hurricane, so tomorrow I can't work. So what am I going to do tomorrow? I'm going to do some writing, I'm going to do some videos, I'm going to do some podcasting, you know. I'm going to do things to set myself up for the future, you know, because as I told my wife, I said, this driving is, it's coming to an end, you know. It's really coming to an end because I want to do other things. And so I got to start setting myself up to make more money, you know, and, not even make more money. I just want to set myself up so my writing will pay me, you know, a substantial amount of money. The podcasting will pay, you know, the YouTube channel will pay, you know, the books, the information marketing will be sufficient, you know, up and running. You know, that's my goal. That's my dream. That's my, you know, not a dream because it's going to happen, but that's where I'm at, you know. And I'm like, you know, it's working because, you know, people always say, you know, hey, if you work hard, you know, but yeah, you can work hard, but you want to work smart. Because I've worked hard. I was telling my mom the story about I worked 16 hours at this plant one time, you know, and I probably was making 10 bucks an hour, you know, and 8 hours was, you know, flat time, 8 hours was overtime. So, you know, I probably made, I was making like 12 bucks, maybe 10 bucks, something like that. So, you know, 12, 6, you know, 18. So I probably made 300 something bucks working 16 hours, you know. That's okay, but that's not, you know, that's okay, you know. But when you start visualizing yourself where you want to be, you see things in a different light, and that's the vision that I have for myself. You know, I'm like, no, because, you know, you can, why not do something that you really want to do? You know, like I like truck driving. Don't get me wrong, but I'm over it, you know, and I want to do other things. And I know that I can go in and do things full force, and I can make all the monies that I want, you know, and have all the time, you know, less time. This is my goal. Less hours I'm going to work, more money I'm going to make, and I'm going to have time to be with my wife and my daughter. You know what I mean? And that's that. And today is me and my wife's fifth anniversary. I'm very excited. So, ladies and gentlemen, work hard on the things that you need to do so you can maximize the money that you want to make, okay? Figure it out. Write them down. Make goals. Create visions. You know, create yourself the vision. Get the passion going. And make it happen. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you know, I don't know, you know, financial situation. I don't know any of that. But, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care about being rich, but I definitely don't want to be in a position where I'm dependent on, you know, one job to make me money, you know. You never want to be in that situation, you know. If you're in that situation, trust me, I've been in that situation. It's not a good feeling when you, you know, you're itching. You're like, hey, man, where's my check? You know, you're real aggressive. You're like, hey, where's my check? You know, I need my check. Outside of your check. You wrote a check 2 days ago. And you're like, oh, my God, I need my check so I can go run to the bank and cash it so they won't bounce the check and all this stuff. You know, any financial problem you might have had, I've been there. I've done that. Don't feel bad about it. It's okay, man. It's okay. It's okay. It'll be all right. And things will get better. So that's what I'm just telling you. Don't trading time for money. It's fine, but find something that you can, whether it's investing, whether it's starting a business, starting a side hustle, does not matter. Find something else that you can do to make yourself some money. So that way you won't be dependent. Because some days you're going to wake up and not feel like going to work. And then you can say, hey, I have the luxury of not calling in. Of calling in. You know? And that's that. You know, being rich, who cares about that? But being comfortable, that's where we want to be. Comfortable, you know? Comfortable enough to, if you lose the job, you say, I got money coming in, you know? That's what I want for you. That's what I want for everybody that listens to this podcast. I want that for everybody in the whole wide world. Because, man, when somebody has you by the way, hoes, the onions, the cojones, it's not a good feeling. All right? But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. I got to go. I got a date with my wife. We're going to sit there and watch TV and sneeze on each other. But we'll be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.